From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a ground offensive to dislodge Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA retaking western Mosul will be a huge strategic and psychological win for the Iraqis.
This is an ancient city that goes back to biblical times, and it's been an important center not just for Muslims, but for Christians and other minorities as well. And so it seems a particularly ironic place where such an extremist, intolerant group would have been able to hold on for so long.
Iraqi security forces took control of eastern Mosul from the Islamic State last month. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he's hoping this week's peace talks in Geneva produce new momentum and that much depends upon the position the U.S. decides to take.
The big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
U.S. State Department diplomat Brett McGurk said people will be disappointed if they envision Washington suddenly finding a new tool in the kit. Meantime, Syrian National Coalition President Anas al-Abda said the opposition is prepared to negotiate a political solution. Somali officials say nearly 40 people were killed, dozens more wounded when a car bomb exploded in a busy market in the capital Mogadishu. No one has claimed responsibility so far. Officials, though, are blaming it on Al-Shabaab militants. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says he's looking forward to his talks today with European Union and NATO leaders. He met Sunday with Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel at the start of a two-day visit, part of the European tour in which he took part in the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
It's an honor to be with you. Brussels, I bring greetings from President Donald Trump, and I also bring the warm appreciation of the American people for the long-term alliance with the people of Belgium, and look very much forward to our discussion tonight and very much forward to my meetings tomorrow with the European Union and with the leaders of NATO.
Pence's wife Karen and daughter Charlotte visited the Dachau concentration camp memorial on Sunday. Camp was established by the Nazi government in 1933 near Munich. Diplomatic tensions rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of an apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kuala Lumpur has recalled its ambassador to Pyongyang after the North Korea's envoy to Malaysia lashed out at Malaysia after officials rejected the North's demand to release Kim Jong-nam's body and to allow a representative from North Korea to be present at the autopsy. 45-year-old Kim Jong-nam died en route to a hospital last Monday after he was reportedly accosted and poisoned by two women at Kuala Lumpur's airport while waiting to take a flight to Macau. South Korea's spy agency says Kim Jong-un's issued a standing order for his half-brother's assassination. China says it is suspending all imports of North Korean coal. Korea Economic Institute analyst Troy Stangerone tells VOA what this means will not be fully clear until trade data is available.
Right now, North Korea was exporting to China. Well, last month they did over 215 million in exports. And for 2017, there was a cap through the UN sanctions of 400 million. So in essence, China may already, depending on how exports were flowing, be close to hitting that cap. And so this could simply be them enforcing UN sanctions.
Those sanctions are the result of Pyongyang's missile and nuclear programs. Leftist candidate Lenin Moreno appears to be edging toward an outright victory in Ecuador's presidential election. With about 85% of the ballots counted, Moreno has just under 39% of the vote, needs 40% of the vote, and a 10-point lead over his rival to win without facing a runoff on April the 2nd. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.